Three of four candidates for the contested U.S. Senate seat in New Jersey want to change how the ballot is designed. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports they want the candidates grouped by the office they are seeking and not by endorsement.
It's called the line, and it's located in the very first column on the ballot. In New Jersey, candidates are placed there if a county's party organization endorses them. It was always an issue, but Dr. Ben Dworkin with Rowan University's Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship says it became elevated after First Lady Tammy Murphy declared her candidacy in the Democratic primary.
Party leaders from across the state went out and endorsed her and promised that they would give her the line.
But the line is awarded differently in every county. Monmouth County Democrats, for example, endorsed Congressman Andy Kim at a convention. Kim, along with labor leader Dr. Patricia Campos Medina and Newark-based activist Lawrence Ham, are asking clerks and party leaders in 19 counties to group candidates by office and not endorsement. Observers say clerks and party leaders will likely keep the status quo. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.